Wake up, kid. It's 10:30. You say nothing really changing but the date. You a grand slammer, but you know Babe Ruth. You gotta learn how to relate. I've been swinging from the pearly gate. I got all the answers. Lo and behold, you got the right key, baby, but the wrong key. Ho, yo.
Sunday night, and you're listening to Spankwagon Radio, only available from spankwagon.m3.net. And now it's your
hello. I think I'm going to die. How about you?
No, I'm perfectly fine, you know.
You recovered. I feel worse.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, you know. No, but you know, I was really kind of disappointed in one thing, though.
What?
You know, last week, after a while, I was kind of in hospice before I go. You know, we spent the time to record that swell intro, and you just like faded in over it and ruined it.
No, you see, that's playing on a 5-second delay from here. I was going on the time from here. I didn't fade in over our intro.
Let's hope it worked.
We'll find out. We'll find out when you download it and you listen to it at your home.
Because I do download and listen to it at my home.
Which is a miracle.
I visit the site. I download. Unlike other people,
who we actually have set this recording up for. We have done this for you folks because you guys asked for it.
That's right. We had a lot of complaints that nobody could stay up past 10 p.m.
Which is funny. Well, 10 p.m. Pacific time.
Pacific time.
Silly.
That's right. To watch the show, people couldn't do it. Oh, I can't. Well, what do? We set up a recording station, an inbound recording
station. Not only did we, but Kilroy bent over backwards for a couple weeks there and recorded it for us.
And what happened? None of you people have been to the site.
None of you downloaded it. It's discouraging. Now, if you're just tuning in, obviously you know who we are.
Yeah, that's right.
That's Claude Balls over to my right here.
And it's Trench to my left.
And we're hosting Spankwagon Radio. Tonight's episode, recovery.
That's right. I'm feeling a lot better, but it looks like the nausea blues have gotten trenched on
you. Oh, man, I've got the cold from hell.
Yeah.
I have the cold from hell.
I hope you don't infect me with your disease.
I shouldn't infect you with my disease. Better. You should be fine. I got a couple cough drops. I got a glass of water. I'm good to go.
Oh, swell, yeah.
Anywho, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Of course, you can get to the actual important stuff, the website, only at www.spankwagon.n3.net.
That's right.
And any
browser right there.
And to start off our show, I think we need to let everybody know that the chat is open.
That's right.
Now, with Yahoo.
That's right. Now, the URL is chat.yahoo.com. Make sure there's no www.
None whatsoever.
Because I actually had a couple complaints from last week from various sources saying they couldn't log in. Whether or not they were doing www, I don't know, but there may have been something with that there.
Could have been. Mm-hmm. Could have been.
Quite possibly.
You get in the Yahoo chat. You look for user rooms under computer and internet. And one of them will actually say Spankwagon_radio. And if you just want to send me a couple personal messages, that's also where you want to send them to.
Basically right there, yes.
So, Spankwagon_radio. And, of course, the chat will be there. The JLD
is here.
Has shown up. This is great.
Thank you very much. It means a lot.
It means a lot because they can find us.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, we have...
Oh, dear God.
...left over from last week's show.
Oh, dear God.
We have the Mad Props...
The Clicker Liquor.
The Clicker Liquor Pop.
That's just so sad.
So there's your Mad Props.
That's the new Mad Props device?
That's the new Mad Props device.
Our Clicker Liquor.
Yeah. So if we give out Mad Props to...
With a bad whistle.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so when we give Mad Props, I guess we'll...
That's what the Clicker Liquor is for.
The Clicker Liquor is for props.
Yeah.
I just like the name Clicker Liquor.
Clicker Liquor Pop.
Clicker Liquor Pop. Hey.
That's what it says. That's what it says on the label.
I know that's what it says.
Clicker Liquor Pop.
It's hours of fun. It makes noise. It's
apparently,
a whistle.
It is to your wife.
And it's
definitely
a phallic device. Yes, the whiff found it and just, for shits and giggles, at random makes noise with it, so...
What's funny is like, yeah, my wife found it, makes noises with it at random, and just before you said phallic device.
Well, I don't know, was it sticky when you picked it up? It wasn't sticky when I picked it up.
But I didn't touch the end of it.
That's true. Candy part, which is actually the phallic part, if you remember correctly.
Yeah, that's right, from last week. Of course, if you listened to the show last week, you'd know what we're talking about.
Now, even if you didn't listen to the show, you can still download it, folks.
That's right. Only at www.spankwagon.n3.net.
Wow.
Since we have to repeat that every so often.
Just got kicked from my own room.
That's right.
How did I just get kicked from my own room?
That's pretty funny to me. That really is. But anyhow, last week we had the bad food. Tonight's show is recovery.
Recovery.
Basically, like I say right there, I'm going to get this quickly out of the way as soon as possible because everybody joins up at first thing gets away. My rant for this week, you get it early.
Oh,
my
no.
Coworkers.
Oh, God.
Shut up and take calls. Okay? I don't care if you get a blind transfer or not. Just take a call. Okay?
what's inciting this one?
I don't know. Listen to all day of people going, I got a blind transfer. You know, that's just really pissing me off. I get the same shit you do, so go ahead and make sure you stick to it.
Yeah.
But today wasn't all bad. It was kind of actually scary at one point.
Oh.
Coming back from lunch. Come back from lunch and come in. And what's on the TV but Gregorian wrestling?
Oh, not Gregorian. That was actually Greco-Roman.
Whatever.
College wrestling. Now, what's funny is our buddy Flying J.
Flying J is watching this. Comes in the room, goes, "Oh, I just got on his channel because boxing is coming on next."
Keep in mind, when we both just happened to look at the TV screen,
we see one dude's face below another guy's crotch with
and
his hand
on
his balls.
Going straight up the cracking balls.
That's right. And I don't mean they were cupping him or grabbing him. I mean, they were
was
tapping
love.
Him.
It was love.
It was like Zamfir playing a flute, man, with the fucking fingers going.
Out of doubt. Out of doubt. It was pretty sick.
And it was kind of funny to see Flying J backpedal right there.
That's Flying J for you. We love you, Flying J. That's why we keep, you know, making fun of you like this.
That's correct. But that itself was pretty funny.
Yep.
So, how has your week been?
Other than what's been going on the past 2 days, I've been doing great.
And what happened the past 2 days?
I'm getting sick. I'm getting ill.
Well, that's true. Well, it's to be expected. I mean, your wife does work with foreign children.
Well, that's true. Well, real quick before I go any further and talk about my lousy week, or at least my lousy weekend, if you are in Spankwagon Radio, I am there. I can't chat in my own chat room.
He banned himself.
I am somehow, every time I leave and join, I can't talk. So it's telling me you have to be in the room to talk there. Well, you dumb shit, I am in the room.
I think this might be part of what the problem was with Yahoo Chat.
Oh, this is sucking hardcore.
Yeah, so hopefully if you can bring us proof that you listen live.
Yeah, JLD, if you can hear me,
yeah, we see
send me a personal message just to make sure I'm actually making any sort of connection there.
That's correct.
That's pretty sad. Anywho, my week. Let's see, watched pro wrestling on the weekend. With the Blue Man Group on Thursday night.
How did you like that?
Well, I love Blue Man Group.
I absolutely
love Blue Man Group. I mean, there's... I've been twice now, and the first time I went was about a year and a half ago, and I went again this Thursday, and it rocked. Even though I knew what was going on, I knew all the gimmicks, the tricks, everything like that. They even have some stuff there that make you very, you know, happy, very Ernie Kovac kind of humor.
Really?
You would like it.
Gorilla masks?
No, not quite.
Okay.
Simpler stuff, much simpler. You know,
like perceived
impressions, you know, like
Percy.
No, not Percy. No, like when Ernie Kovac would take the marker and draw the lamp and
yeah.
He'd like make a click noise and the lamp would turn on. Well, they have a scene or they have a skit where they're sitting there trying to woo this other person they pull in from the audience. Not a plant, it's a legitimate fan or person watching. And what they do is they're having fun with the vacuum cleaner. You know, sucking up all this Twinkie stuff. But the guy tries to pull it away. The other guy dodges to, you know, kind of keep him from pulling it away. It leans up against a painting that was put up there, and the person in the painting gets sucked down the toilet, you know, down into the vacuum.
Interesting.
You know, very, you know, sketchy humor.
Sounds like you had a good time. Did you go alone?
No, I actually went with the whiff. And
how did she like it?
She hated it.
She hated
Blue Man Group.
Why is that?
She said it wasn't music. It's not her type of music, and just to be fair to her, her contacts were really acting up, and we were in the mezzanine, so we were sort of in the nosebleed, so she couldn't see a lot. But, you know, I'll give her that much.
How much did you pay for the tickets?
$80-some-odd.
Yikes!
$80, about $86 a ticket. And I'm like, I'm fine with that because I got to go and I enjoy the music, you know? So, but I recommend going to Blue Man.
Swell.
Save up a couple paychecks, but... See the first,
a couple
paychecks. First time I went to Blue Man though, it was great. I was there on my own. Whiff was actually back in Iowa.
She was in Iowa.
Now I went there alone. I dropped $5 into a quarter machine, walked out with $225.
So you're gambling.
I was gambling. I was gambling. I'm not a gambling man. Like you know, it's
like
not a habit.
Song.
No. I know when to walk away. Hell, I don't even show up. You know, I'm not that much of a gambler.
Mm-hmm. But you dropped a quarter.
But I dropped about $5. And when I dropped $5, after playing a little, boom, 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 boom. Like 900 quarters, which is like $225. I was like, ooh. Well, I'm cashing out. I just paid for my dinner, my, you know, valet service for the car. Actually, that's right after I bought the truck. So I was like, bought myself a car wash or two.
A car wash or two.
Then what do? Put the money in the savings account. Spend it on, you know.
Sunglasses.
Shut up. You really are hooked on that, aren't you?
$300 for a pair of sunglasses.
Yeah, I spent $300.
$300 for a pair of sunglasses. You could have paid to have some unemployed Mexican dude walking for you with a
they're,
band for your
they're
eyes.
Prescription, you moron.
You can prescribe a Mexican for that,
no,
too.
No, yeah, yeah. You need one cholo walking in front of you. Take one three times a day.
See, see.
Yeah, right. No, I needed sunglasses. And, you know, I wanted sunglasses badly because I cannot wear contacts. You put a... anything near my eye, finger contact, anything like that, I'll start freaking out. And when I was at the eye doctor, they have to give you like little droplets to, first off, cause your eyes to dilate, and secondly, to relax your eyes. Talk about that fucking you up. I couldn't focus on anything, and I was getting all the sun in, so I couldn't even squint properly.
That's fucking funny.
And I drove myself. So, you know, driving home was a bit of a challenge.
That's great.
But basically... they try to put the drops in my eyes, and I would just freak out and flinch, just totally flinch out and back away from everything. They try to, they have to do a test for the cataracts where they actually touch your eye with this device that actually sees in your eye to the point where they see the cataracts and all that good
the
stuff.
Cadillac.
The Cadillac.
I drive a rinking contact lens.
The cataract. That's pretty bad. Oh God, here we go. Bad tasteless humor. That's all we're about.
I can give real bad tasteless humor.
So. I'm blind, and I'm freaking out. I can't wear contacts or anything like that. So I don't know. So I decided, you know, I want sunglasses. I want to wear some sunglasses because the sun is 10 times brighter here than it is in any other place in the world. I swear to God. So I decided I need sunglasses, and I said I'm saving up. Saved up. Went out to like Lens Crafter so I can get them in 1 hour, quicker than I can get my insurance covered pair of normal glasses, which I'll probably get sometime this week. But I went out there, got them, loved them.
That's swell.
Worth $300. No, actually, they got a 50% or $50 coupon or something like that. Instant rebate crap. So I was like $238.
That's swell. That's swell.
But they're my sunglasses, damn it. They're mine. You put them on, you'll get a headache.
Well, I don't want to wear anything that comes in contact with you.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I had an interesting week, too.
What'd you do? Oh, yeah. You had a hell of a week.
Blew a water pipe.
A water pipe. No, no, you little bong-toking motherfuckers. Not that kind of water pipe.
Rubber water pipe on my car.
Yes.
Spent all day getting it back on. That was not fun.
Wasn't that... I remember you showed me a photo of the area you're working on.
And it's buried below shit.
Yeah.
I had to unbolt and bend a throttle spool back and metal and spool.
Yeah. I don't think many people know what a throttle spool is.
Of course not. You don't know cars.
Yeah. Only real people know cars know a throttle spool. What's a throttle spool? I don't know what that is. I've never heard that term. Never heard that term.
Don't believe it. Throttle spool. It's the spring on the throttle.
Oh, Jesus. Why didn't you say throttle spring?
Because it's a spool, because it wraps around.
Oh, see, I'm used to the American ways where it's the spring.
No.
You know, it's a little, that's the double safety spring on the carburetor?
That's but not fuel injection.
You see yours? Okay, yeah, yours is fuel injection. I don't
and that don't make that an American thing, because Jeep uses that, too.
Well...
other than that, though, yeah, it was a very interesting week there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else happened?
Pretty much for me, not much else. I had to take my first day off in a couple of years, which kind of bummed me out.
That's too bad. You didn't like taking days off?
No, I don't like taking days off because it means money at the end of the year.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That is very true. Very true. Anyhow. Boy, I don't know. I mean, we're a little more prepared, but we're kind of just on the down low
for this one right here. I was actually exhausted from doing all that stuff. I didn't have time to prepare much for any kind of comedy.
No, I don't think we're really working for comedy here because I'm sick, and God forbid if I start laughing when I hack a loogie across the freaking the room here, paint my walls yellow with phlegm. That's just not fun.
Can't be any less damage you've already done to this house.
No, it can't be. I mean, I'm already kicking in my doors.
Kicking in the doors.
My wife's friend runs over my yard lighting, so I got,
Which one? Which one?
The very first one at the very end of the driveway.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen that on.
Oh, it's been on. I fixed it. I fixed it on Thursday. No, I fixed it on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, I come home and I notice it's off. And I'm like, I can see it down the block. And I'm not seeing the whole thing. I'm just going, oh, shit, it's off. Why is it off? I just fixed this fucker. I pull up and I don't see the lid anywhere. You know, the top part?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's not normal. Maybe the wind caught it. Who knows? A lot of crazy shit. Maybe the garbage man, neighbor kid, played hockey. I don't know. So I'm giving everything the benefit of the doubt. Then I look closer and realize that it's attached to a ground stake, which is also part of the body or assembly of it. Well, it's all snapped in two or three little pieces. So I'm like,
Two or three little pieces.
So I'm like, okay, this is all broke. The ground stake's still in the ground, and one part's top, the bulb's gone. So I take some electrical tape, I top it off, and I just sit it there because I don't want water, dust, or anything getting into that. I come in the house, and I go, hey, what happened to my light? You know, in the driveway. My wife just, you know, rolls her eyes, and her friends just start snickering, and I'm like, oh, God, what did you do? You know, because the whiff is not known for being a great driver. I mean, I'm not either, so I can say shit. But the whiff is not known for being a great driver. And I'm automatically assuming the whiff just four-wheeled it right out the driveway and took out the light. No, it happened to be one of her friends.
In your car?
In our car. They loaned the car, and they took out my light.
That's great. What else did they hit so far?
Nothing else.
That you know of.
Not that I know. I don't know. No, you know what? That's why I got insurance.
Really?
God, I hope so.
That's why you have insurance?
Well,
this seemed to matter that day.
Oh, yeah, the day I totally flipped out on the whiff because she hit a pole. She didn't really hit a pole. She, like, parked right
she
up on top
of it.
She found the pole found her, transferred a little yellow paint. But I can't bitch because, you know what? A year ago, I backed my truck up into a retaining wall. Don't know how. Don't know why. I just didn't hit the brake.
Don't know why. Could have been the fact that you fucking collided.
Well, yeah, I know that, but come on. This is coming from the man who clogs up a toilet in D.C. and goes, I don't know how that could have ever happened.
That was different, man. That was funny as hell.
That was. We got photos of that, by the way. I'm working on that.
Photos
diligently.
Of the toilet, but not clogged up. Or the
No, not clogged up. Clean. This is before the clogging.
That was actually after.
That was the only good photo of the hotel room that turned out.
Yeah, I know. Everything else was kind of
Everything else sucked about that nice... Mm-hmm. We're in a nice swank hotel room in D.C., I mean, it was decent.
It was ritzy.
It was decent. You know, it was really good.
They had end tables in the hallway.
Yes.
And plastic flowers.
And you didn't get served on, like, plastic trays when you did room service?
No,
you got
no,
served
no.
On silver. Steel.
Hell
pot metal. I mean, it was nice. You ordered your meal, and you got your own little salt and pepper shaker. You got your own little ketchup mustard bottles. It was great. What does Claude have to do? Claude clogs. Pure and simple.
I don't know how it happened, man.
Yeah, you don't know how it happened. Well, I can tell you, bowel movements usually do shit like that. Fuck. So we first bring up the guy. I don't know if we've told people this before, but we call the guy. Claude does.
So what happens is, we basically leave. This happens before we're going to go sightseeing.
Yeah.
Like, dude, we got to call down. So the trencher's like, no, let's just go. We're losing time. We can't wait around. I'm like,
yeah, we're wanting
to see sightseeing. Don't have to wait around. They will do it while we're gone. No, let's go.
No, I don't trust people in my hotel room.
Okay.
I had a hard enough time with the maids at in Virginia.
Yeah, the maid in Virginia took my change and thought it
room
was...
Room service? You know, come on, fuck that. I can't even do the high-pitched voice because my cold.
Room service!
Thank you.
Housekeeping! Took my laundry money, thought it was a tip.
Yeah, 25 cents. Yeah, that's all they're worth.
A roll of quarters.
Yeah. Oh, that's why they were
a fucking roll.
Roll
of quarters.
Man. I figured the people from Vegas would be buying things in roll of quarters.
Have to, man.
So I'm going to live.
Shit, you can't even bring a $100 bill out there.
No, you couldn't. They'd freak out.
I had a $100 bill, man.
So did I.
To Walmart, they're like, hold on, I got to get king.
That lisp. Anywho, but so we go sightseeing, we just lower the lid, and I'm like, you know what? Let's go because...
Yes, lower the lid, close the door, we'll get when we come back.
Yeah, turn on the fan, we'll get when we come back because I wanted to go sightseeing. I didn't want shit to hold me up because he already wasted about an hour in the hotel room complimenting the world's most comfortable chair. I'll give it that.
It was comfortable, man.
You know, it was a great comfy chair.
If I could have got that fucker out the door without them seeing, I would have had a new chair.
That would have been awesome.
I would have put that in a plane. It's carry-on.
I bought furniture. Yeah. So, you know, we get back. We order room service.
So we get back. What's the first thing you got to do when you get back? Go to the bathroom. Can't. Why? Toilet's clogged. Neither of us can go. So, Chinch looks at me and goes, you did that shit. You better clean it up. You better call to have it done. I'm like, you know what? Fine. So I get on the phone.
Keep in mind, we're exhausted from our trip.
We walked the entire mall.
That was when we walked from
Capitol
all the way to Lincoln Monument and almost all the way back mm-hmm. to get on the subway to get home.
And then got lost somewhat.
Somewhat on the subway, yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow.
It was that hard. It was all free after.
We got up off the wrong point. Had to cross over to a park. To get to the other side.
Got harassed by bums.
God, loving you for fucking change. But no, anyhow, we get back. And, fucking dude, I call down to the front desk. I'm like, hi, how you doing? Do my nicest voice. You know that nice voice when you've done something wrong, you don't want nobody to find out?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having a problem with our toilet. It seems to be clogged. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah, we do know how it happened.
So what's funny is Trench is actually in the other area of the hotel room where the closet is, taking his jacket off, hanging up, and then just bolts his head out. Like, he can't believe I just said what I did over the phone.
I don't know how it could have ever happened. Oh, come
on.
So
basically, I go and I sit down in the world's most comfortable chair again.
No, you were at your desk, and I was sitting on the bed, and we were laughing because he came up with just a plunger. We're like, okay, cool. You hear, squinch, 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 flush. Squinch, 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 flush.
It's
7 or 8 times. He couldn't get it going.
When he first comes up, he thinks, oh, simple toilet clog. After that, he looks like Napoleon at the Battle of Waterloo.
Yeah.
He's fucking defeated.
And you know, the best part was every time we heard the toilet flush, we started cracking up like you wouldn't believe.
And I don't want to laugh at some guys. I'm going to clean my shit up, literally.
So it was, we were having a hard time holding it together.
Do you want a mint?
Yeah. So we were sitting there bullshitting. Then he goes and we're going, oh, you got it? And he goes, no.
No.
And he leaves.
I have to get a snake.
He comes back with a snake, and it sounds like someone's unraveling a chain link fence in our bathroom.
And he finally, after, you know, about 3 or 4 more times, you hear the sound of defeat.
Yes. The water goes down. Yeah. And I'm sitting here going, you know, I gotta tip him. I mean, he did a dirty job.
Yeah.
So I was nice. I gave him $5 and a tip. It's a pretty damn good tip for that.
$5 for cleaning the toilet, yeah.
For cleaning the toilet, shit. Some people don't get paid that per hour.
That's right. I mean, like, your wife's a teacher.
Yeah, well, she gets paid pure shit. She gets paid in the shit that is in the toilet. But that's teachers, you know. Teachers never get money. Well, I'm looking at the clock. I think we're going to go ahead cut away to our first break.
Right here, do a little surf and find some comedy fucking material.
Find some material and try to get my chat room fixed because I can see people there. Mm-hmm. Or a person. Again, though, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Uh-huh.
Only at spankwagon.n3.net. Choking down a cough, you know.
That's right. We also have new links for this month.
Oh, great links.
Funny links.
We'll go over those. Actually, we went over those last week, I think, a little bit.
Not all of them, because I didn't have a whole list in front of me.
No, do you have it in front of you now?
No, I don't. So you people have to go to the fucking site again.
God damn it. We're always prepared. Anywho, we'll be back here in just a little bit, folks.
Be back. We'll be bigger and blacker.
She said, I think I remember the face. Hi there, this is Flying J, and I'm here to tell you about Spank Wagon Radio, only found at spankwagon.n3.net. You know, I'm telling you right now, it's better than a bowl of shit flakes. I mean, you know, it's the shit. I mean, you know, I really do like it, man. And you know me, and I know shit. If you know me, you know my shit. And I just, you know, it's the shit.
For legal reasons, we were unable to use the real Flying J in that previous advertisement. He is currently unavailable.
That's bullshit. He's fucking at home, man, playing with a floater in his bowl, because the fucking wife won't let him out.
I think we're back.
Yeah, we pretty much are. The Yahoo chat now works, and I'm funnier than ever.
Yeah, we're all funny now because we got that Yahoo chat to work. So again, yahoochat.yahoo.com, computers and finance, or computers and internet, spankwagon underscore radio. It works. Give me that.
Hey, it's the clicker licker pop.
Yeah, it's the clicker licker pop with whistle.
With whistle.
Ah, don't spoil the mad props. You overkilled the first time we tried mad props.
Overkilled?
You overkilled it.
You did that. You're the one that couldn't shut up.
I heard you. I'm sure you did.
I heard you.
I think you heard wrong.
I checked the site out.
That's true. Yes, checking the site out. What site would you happen to be checking out?
Whitehouse.com. No.
I know you checked that out way too often.
Spankwagon.n3.net.
Wow.
Hosted by VFTP.
Of course. Of course. Thanks to BFTP for putting, you know, give me the bandwidth and give me the space.
Yada, 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 thanks, yeah. Anyway.
Fuck you. Damn. Get a little bit of props and Meg gets jealous because it's not him doing it. You had something you wanted to say. Something about individuals that named Homer and their penchant for food.
Yeah.
Thievery of food.
Yeah, I heard Homer was sneaking into the pot.
And we had a potluck at work.
Dude, the day I wasn't actually not there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the same happy day potluck Tuesday. Yeah, I heard this tit that he was.
How reliable are the sources tit on that, though?
I don't know.
I'm sure there's some animosity there.
Jeez, what's tit got to gain?
50 pounds? I don't know.
That'd be funnier if I asked you, what does Homer have to lose?
About 50 pounds. Yeah, it works both ways.
Moon weight.
Shit. Move him to Jupiter. He's finally a lightweight. You know what I'm saying?
Honey, I think you're coming. Yeah, I'm sure I have, yeah.
Put him on the man to Mars. Yeah. Having
fun. I said I liked him better when he was asleep.
I think most people did. You know, but
that's right. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, God. It is today, isn't
that's
it?
Right. I heard that on the way to work, you know.
You were supposed to take that off. I thought you weren't going to work.
I forgot about it when my car broke down.
No, that's true.
Yeah, I figured, you know, I could go ahead and take it off, you know, burn some days off, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't really celebrate it, though.
What do you do? You don't drink green beer?
No, I don't drink
beer. Why not?
You fucking racist.
What?
What, just because I'm Irish, I got to drink green fucking beer?
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm not even suggesting it. I mean, most people drink green beer.
So
what do you
do? That's like a shit I got in my fucking email, man.
What?
For fucking St. Patrick's Day cards.
One of those Blue Mountain thingies?
Yeah. Fucking shit was drunken leprechauns and dancing potatoes.
Okay.
You know how fucking racist that shit is? I fucking hate that. What if it was fucking Kwanzaa and I sent you shit like a fucking minstrel and a goddamn dancing watermelon?
Well, okay, that would be kind of fucked up.
It's the same fucking level right there, man.
That would be fucked up. Okay. But do you think it's a little more socially acceptable?
Yeah, socially acceptable.
Obviously, it is because a lot of people are doing it.
That's true, but, you know.
Dancing watermelon would be funny, though.
Yeah, I know it would be funny. But no, that's like, what's his face at work, you know, or who's talking about it? He's from Queens. And he's Italian. And
oh, dear.
His cousin is Italian, too, you know, at St. Patrick's Day. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day. He's like, what are you doing? You're Italian.
Uh-huh.
That was funny.
Kind of, you know, it's like holidays. I'm sorry. You know, I have a hard time celebrating any holiday.
Yeah.
And I told, you know, anybody that would come up, the whole elementary school thing was, what, if you're not wearing green, you get pinched.
Fucking pinched.
Dude, you pinch me, I'm punching you. I take that as a sign of aggression.
I don't really wear it. I don't actually don't wear it. I actually didn't prepare.
Out of spite or just because you never do?
I just don't do. I'm not like you. I'm not a drunken Catholic.
I'm not a drunken Catholic either. I'm a recovering Catholic. I'm sober. I've never really been a drunk. Ever.
Go to like AA.
Go to AA.
Like CA.
Catholics Anonymous.
I'm a Catholic. I like sacramental wine.
Oh, God, it hurts too much to laugh today.
It's a good thing Homer's not a fucking Catholic. Can I? That was pretty good. Can I have another piece of Christ's body? Chugging down wine.
Get the calcium.
That's all I can fucking picture is him right there. You know, Christ tastes pretty
good. You know, he sneaks in, steals all the crackers before the mass. They go to hand him out. They just see this empty tin with a few crumbs. They're like, wait a minute. They just see him wiping his face off. God, that'd be fucking hilarious. And you have this habit, though. I was just thinking about it. He probably has the same habit.
I could just imagine him getting fucking baptized now, too.
Oh, God.
There she blows.
dunked in your head. How do you snore underwater?
Since it's wet down there, could you wash since I can't reach?
Oh, yuck. No. Took it too far. That's hilarious, though, but way too far.
Oh, shit, man. Just any major Catholic,
though. Well, I mean, can you imagine a Muslim?
Is a Muslim?
Yeah, Homer is a Muslim.
He'd wear a turban, dude. He couldn't use a towel. It'd be fucking bed sheets, okay?
You know what he'd have a problem with?
How'd you know when he snored?
You never know he's asleep. But the slurping machines are always empty. Figure that one out. Needs more flavor. Needs less flavor.
There's some jerky there.
Yeah, really. I think, you know, he'd have a problem being a Muslim.
Yeah, no flying carpet could hold him.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
fucking carpeteria and shit.
Go to carpeteria, he gets an industrial Berber rug. It has to have its own little rugs to hold it out. You know, if you do flying carpet, it's like tugboats in a barge. You know, little flying carts to hold carpets to hold up the one big flying carpet.
Remember, magic lamps to open up the lid because he thought there's chutney inside.
Oh, Jesus. He rubs a lamp, the genie goes, fuck you!
Yeah.
Ah! Dink!
Genie's like, Don Knotts being a stupid Tom getting caught.
Oh, God.
I've been looking at you through the bedroom window. That's the thing. Don Knotts could never make a prank call.
Dude, that's such an old joke, man.
Yeah. Like, I've told that before, you know?
Yeah.
It's only the same lines, you know?
Yeah.
Ah!
To run and hide under the bushes.
Yeah. Is a Muslim. That's funny because you just keep going on and on with that, you know.
Oh yeah, Homer is a Muslim,
or is a Jew, man. Just bris, man. They're busting out, you know, like fucking.
No, you know what? I'm gonna take this joke a little too far. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
Concentration camp. He's beating up the other Jews to have their bread.
I'm gonna eat you.
Yeah. They wanted to put him in the oven, but they realized they didn't have enough BTU to burn away the fat. You know, he makes 23 lampshades. Yay! You know, I just. Okay, I took that way too far.
That's totally fucked, man.
And I'm hurting now.
This is karma. Furnace, man. They need a fucking power plant.
Yeah, really. Oh, man,
oh,
I'm hurting.
That is kind of fucked up, man.
Okay, enough bagging on Homer. Enough bagging on Homer.
Yeah, I can't do that, you know, all the time because, you know, it's getting old. Like, okay, yeah, make fun of the guy, yeah, okay.
Yeah, make fun of people.
Yeah, who else are we going to make fun of?
Yeah, really.
I don't know, we have new commercials.
Yeah, we have new commercials.
As you probably heard.
If you heard them already, you know, one of them,
Yeah.
Yeah, we take no prisoners.
Look for more.
Yes, they will be out there. They won't all be played
more
today. Maybe they will. Probably will.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm desperate.
But they'll be out there. Yeah, here. You play the new commercials.
Play it.
After FC last week, after he healed, like he sat here
dead
on my floor.
2 hours.
For about 2 hours.
The picture you're going to upload is me there for 2 hours.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden he springs back to life like, zint. Hi, my name is
Claude. I was
like
Hulk Hogan, man.
Say what? Hulk Hogan with that WrestleMania tonight.
That was great.
If anybody saw WrestleMania, Hulk Hogan wrestled The Rock. And The Rock won on a clean pin. But during it, you can call classic Hulk Hogan stuff.
Yeah.
Such as, you can always guarantee in every single match he's in that Hulk Hogan will get these shakes. I mean, we're talking an epileptic
win.
Fit. He'll get the shakes. He'll put his finger in your face, you know, and he'll quit selling, and basically is what it is. You hit him, it doesn't hurt him. You hit him, it doesn't hurt him. And then he goes in for his finisher, the leg drop of doom. Yes, that awe-inspiring. What are you doing with my ink pen?
It's Mickey Mouse on a swing. It's
yes,
fun.
It's Mickey on a swing.
Yeah, and that's for those of you who saw WrestleMania, because Flying J wouldn't have seen that.
No.
Because
no, he was too interested in Greco-Roman wrestling.
He's like, I was watching it for boxing, which is on next, which was odd, because he left at that time.
Yeah, exactly. That was freaky.
No, what's freaky about that is the other story, too, man, about him and... He was watching something on Showtime.
Oh,
and all of a sudden,
folk.
Queer as Folk comes
Queer's
on.
Folk.
It happens to come on.
Happens to come on, and the channel just happens to stay on it. And yet he bitches. Oh, I can't watch this crap. I can't watch this at all. It sucks.
It didn't get changed until the wife came in the room.
Exactly. It was intriguing. I bet it was titillating. to Flying J.
At least imagine him in the back of the room going, look at him mended, all sweaty and all over each other.
God. Shows like that, how did they get let on the air? That's what I want to know.
Do they consider it sports?
The sports. I'm not talking about WrestleMania. I'm talking about Queer as Folk.
Oh. I was talking about wrestling.
I'm talking about Queer as Folk. Shows like that, yeah, it's considered a sport.
It's cable.
Yeah, it's cable. Let's be edgy. Ooh.
Ugh.
Yeah. We have the Queer as Folk, and we have the Sex and the City, and
not a big
Six Feet Under.
Not a big fan of Sex and the City.
Yeah.
I don't think I just don't find Sarah Jessica Parker attractive.
Really?
She's not believable to me as a sex symbol. And she's married to Ferris Bueller, Matthew Broderick.
Yep, who is a killer.
Yeah.
Appearance
have
up
a drink and go driving in
have
Ireland
a drink and go drive. And he was overseas when he did it.
In Ireland, yes. Outside of Dublin, yeah.
Of all places.
She must have pictures of him doing something with somebody in order for him to, like, be trapped in that marriage.
Really?
That's just the only thing I can fucking think of.
I don't know.
But, you know, like, and 6 feet Under, I thought it was
supposed
to be, like,
Six Feet Under is pretty cool.
You know, I saw that, and I go through the intro seeing corpses. Mm-hmm. Within the first 10 minutes, I saw three sex scenes and one drug scene.
Yep.
I'm like, God damn.
That was the first episode.
I was like, shit. That just cut right to the chase.
What's this? The JLD is letting us know about a new animated show on Showtime called Queer Duck. Oh, my God. You're kidding.
Queer Duck?
Queer Duck? The name of a new show on Showtime that is animated.
Who wants to see
Who wanted to watch gay cartoons?
Gay cartoons.
That's sad. But I'm sure you'll tune in. Anyhow.
Not me.
Well, not you. No. Talk about the JLD. Yeah. I think she's a huge... She just said it here. She's a huge fan of the Queer as Folk. But I guess it's different if you're a chick watching it.
I mean, it is a chick watching
a bunch of chicks.
Well... Pretty much, yeah. I guess it's different for a chick watching, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
Not for me, folks. Then again, I don't watch maybe more than 3 hours of television a week anyway anymore. I've never been a big TV watcher.
I've always been a big TV watcher, but now my time is consumed by the internet.
Yes, it's a drug.
Sucks my life away.
Oh yes. You want to get fat? You want to become a bum? You want to become a Mormon? that Mormon will do something else to you. But if you want to actually lose all self-respect, dude, become as much of a computer geek as we are. And
start playing EverQuest.
Oh, God, no. I will tell you, don't do the EverQuest. We know too many people have sold their lives away.
Yeah.
To expansion packs.
God.
Expensive expansion
packs. It's one thing to buy a video game, you know, and yeah. Like, go play. Oh, that's fine. Oh, I'm bored with it. But we start adding on.
Yeah. But then again, are you ever like a role player where you play a lot of RPGs like Dungeons and Dragons and stuff?
No, by the time I got into RPGs, it was in video games, and I was at the end of my video game years.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I was like, you know, this is really cool. I really like this. And then by that time, I was like, but I will tell you one thing. I bought Shining Force 2 PC.
What's that?
It's an RPG.
Okay.
It's an old Sega game, and I got it on a PC translation. And I sat there for, like, I think 2 nights on my vacation. 2 nights in a row and played this thing for, like, 8 hours each night on
Jesus.
My PC. 16 hours into the entire fucking game. Problem is, I get tired of fighting shit constantly.
Yeah, because you have to fight to gain experience
fight
points
and
stuff.
Fucking lose and that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, what happens at the end? The fucking game was lost and I've never played it since.
God.
It's like, God.
Well, it's like I told you. I remember we did this in another show. We were talking about video games. And, you know, me and Final Fantasy VII, it was a great game. Got bored after 10 hours. I can't play a shit. Anywho, we're going to get back into a boring video game chat. So a lot of people will just fucking all of a sudden quit listening to us because if we do this again.
Yeah, because we did that last time and everybody's like, man, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, why are they talking about important stuff? You know, why don't they talk about stupid shit? Like what? Excuse me.
Like what?
Like oh, we could talk geek. We could talk how Microsoft is, like, telling people that VNC on a Windows XP machine is illegal. It's illegal on a Windows machine because they already provide you software to connect to their machine.
Fuck Microsoft. I don't want to get into that shit.
I want to know. I want to have their lawyers on my side. If I'm ever in a fucking jam, I want their lawyers on my
side.
If
this does not fit, you must say quit.
There you go. Pure and simple.
Yeah, their lawyers got them out of the jam with Apple.
Yeah, lawyers got them out of a lot of good jams, that's for sure.
Speaking of which, was interesting Apple finds today for you on Wired.
Oh my god, I couldn't believe I saw that on Wired. Wired.com, if you go in there, and the first article was a Mac article about two college guys.
They were turning Mac Classic.
Mac Classic into a bong.
Yeah.
Instead of like a Mac aquarium where they changed out the glass for...
You put in fish. They put in a bong.
They put in a bong. And then this article just keeps going on and on and on about drug use.
And it's not even interesting to read because you see the picture like, that's pretty damn stupid. You read a paragraph and after that it's like, man, I didn't even finish the article and it's 2 pages long.
Yeah, it's 2 page article. I read the article. It was more, I almost swear to God, I thought it was fake.
You thought it was fake? Like somebody hacked
like someone hacked Wired and put up a bunch of bogus fucking articles. Because it just had that feeling. You know, it felt like it was a fake article. I don't know how to really explain it, but if you read it, Wired.com, something about, I think the headline is something about Mac going to pot.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That was
the headline, actually.
You know, and then I was like, oh, what's this all about? And, you know, because I know that everybody thinks that Steve Jobs, you know, we all know he's done some acid or something.
Steve, everybody knows.
It's impossible. Look at some of the colors of his computers. You know, those iMacs with the blue Dalmatian or the... Or the sunflower hippie thing.
Yes, yes.
You know he's done some acid.
He's done probably a lot of acid.
Yeah.
You know, and he's adopted too.
Him and Steve Wozniak, man.
No, the Woz. The Woz didn't do anything. Woz just had a stupid joke line. Which is very interesting because I heard a related story to this.
Oh?
You know dialogue joke lines?
Yeah.
There's a guy. Yeah, started this in New York. Actually, the story comes from our news crew. So.
Oh.
Started up a line and distributed it to women.
Okay.
There's a line. And so a woman goes into a bar. Sees a guy she don't like, asks for a phone number, she gives him this phone number.
Right.
Calls up this guy's house. Mm-hmm. It's an answering machine. Says, look, dude, she don't want to talk to you, otherwise she wouldn't have given you this fake number. Give it up.
Oh, sweet.
Isn't that great?
I mean, that's awesome. That's evil. That's so awesome.
Yeah. The guy did it as for fun. He was getting like thousands of calls.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, I remember on campus of UNI, to get out of the campus... It was a little different. Most businesses, you have to dial 9. On the campus, though, you had to dial 8.
I've seen that sometimes.
So what would happen is if you would like be in a bar or something down on the hill, which is a big bars district down near the college, you'd ask for a number. Hey, babe, can I get your number? You know, blah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, yeah, I'm in the dorms. Are you in the dorms? Yeah, I'm in the dorms. Dial 8911. You know, so you the guy would go home, dial 8911. He'd dial the outside exchange and then 911. Hello, 911.
That's classic.
Please state your emergency.
I'm sorry. I'm
trying to get laid.
Yeah, I'm a lonely dipshit in a bar. Thought I was going to get lucky.
No shit.
It's not.
No shit.
So I just pictured doing that.
You want to know who's funny to watch when they're out partying?
I'm sorry. I just picture fucking Tip going to a bar and some chick giving him a number, and it's a fucking number for our business that he fucking knows, and he still dials it
because you never know. She might work there.
She's across the hall. What's very funny is actually I saw one of my coworkers outside of work. Shit-faced.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We see that every once in a while.
Higher up.
Really?
Yes.
Anybody I know?
Yes.
Oh, let's talk
about that.
I'll
tell you
off
the air.
Pretty shit-faced, huh?
I'll tell you, it's a female. Tit knows who it is. Tit was with me that night. Like, I know you.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I know
you're
talking about.
You're that guy that drives a DeLorean. And her husband's there going, I work with you. Her husband's like, oh, sure. See you next day. Like, hi, how you doing? Here's your remembrance.
That's funny.
Funny as hell.
Drunk people are funny, but you know what was funny watching? Ray Rodriguez. I go out on Wednesday. I went out this past Wednesday to a place called Suncoast. It's a locals casino way the fuck on the west side of the valley. And at this casino, they have this band called Boogie Nights. It's like a 70s band. They're pretty good disco. Really good show.
I used to work down the strip. I saw the ads for them.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about. But it's a good show, and they're pretty energetic, blah, blah, blah. So I'll just go and sit and listen to the music, and I drink water because I don't drink any alcohol.
Yeah.
So I'm drinking. I'm just listening to music, jamming. Watching Joe, though, a.k.a. Ray Rodriguez, watching him move around the floor and trying to pick up on these chicks. Now, I had a good laugh because there's one chick he was trying to pick up, wouldn't have it. She just dissed him. I mean, she was with her friends, and her friends, wow, they were there to make her look good. Because one friend stood, I swear to God, 6 foot tall, and had the Attila the Hunya for shoulders.
Fucking Amazon.
You know? It's fucking Chewbacca. The other one was a short, squatty little girl with, you know, just all kinds of fat rolls. I mean, you knew she was there just to make everybody else look good. And they're all smoking, you know, chimneys. I'm like, ah, God, that's funny. Well, he got put down by the only cute one in there. I'm like, oh, that's even, that's even funnier.
He got rejected by a bunch of fucking rejects.
Well, one good one, and the rest of the rejects were all making fun of him. So, you know, bunch of fun that is.
That's hilarious.
So I thought of something. You know what you got to do? And I think we got to do this. We got to find the funding to make business cards. But not saying anything Spankwagon unless we really want to. Put demotivational stuff on them. I know you've seen those demotivational posters.
Yes, I have.
Like failure, you know. You know, the only expectation you have in life.
Yes, and apathy. Perhaps if we don't answer the phone, they'll hang.
Exactly. I want to do shit like that. Business cards that men who get rejected can hand to the chicks.
Or chicks
can hand to the men. You know, loneliness. It's that feeling you're going to wake up to tomorrow. You know?
That's pretty good.
Shit like that.
Of course, you know that the problem with that is that would start some mean bar fights.
Oh, that would start some awesome, awesome bar fights.
I used to imagine some chick going, what? What's your problem? And then just, you know, pulling off a spiked heel and trying to stab
a guy. Just leave it on the table, you know? Loser. It's exactly what you are. You know, shit like that. You know? What else? Alcohol. It sure doesn't help you look good. You know, shit like that. I mean, just really mean stuff.
That's a good idea, yes. That would be pretty
good. I think I could make a lot of money selling those.
Hang out around the bar and see what happens. You'd have to do test it.
Oh, I'd have to test it. I'm seriously thinking about doing it.
May work on that.
But just putting the cards down and walking over to the table and letting other people read them. Because that anybody who's out in the club, what are they trying to do? They're trying to score. They're trying to get some. They're trying to have fun. They may not try to get laid. They may just try to be there to get drunk and have a good time. But you get shit like that brewing. Even if you read it, laugh at it, throw it down on the ground,
yeah,
that's going to brew in the back of your head.
Yeah.
And that means you're going to be sitting there going,
like that little seed of doubt.
Exactly. Seed of doubt. I mean, I could make this whole world evil if I pulled something like that off.
Or dark. Sure, that's a good point.
You know, we'd have more Spankwagon listeners because we'd have to put Spankwagon.m3.net if it was successful. And we could cover our asses legally.
Of course you could.
Of course, now that we mentioned on the air, you know, people are like, hey, I seen one of those.
Let me tell you why.
Huh?
Because it's freedom of speech.
Shit, yeah.
That's right. Canvassers can do it before, and you can do it with
demotivational
business
cards. Demotivational business cards.
Yeah.
Anywho, I'm looking at the clock. We're going to go and take a quick break, folks. Play one of our brand new advertisements. Weirdo. And thank you for being confirmed listeners. I know that the JLD is listening in, even though I can't see because this fucking chat thing is broke.
And chances are my mom listens too.
Yeah, she... Yeah, your mom listens.
Which brings me up to a good point right there. Obi John has kind of pissed me off.
How did Obi John? Well, I guess we're not going to break right yet, folks.
We're going to get this little rant out of my face.
Okay.
I want to throw this up because he said his girlfriend doesn't like our show because she's old fashioned and doesn't care for it. You know what? My mom listens to this show and she's old fashioned too, and she thinks it's funny as hell.
You know what? I get a lot of people who from back home. And they look at our website, and they look at the show, and they just say, oh my God, I can't believe they just did that shit.
Yeah.
That's so, what it's all about.
No props to Obi John.
None.
You're a poser, in my opinion, spamming me and shit.
Yeah, spamming and sending files. That song I listened to, that Howard Stern thing?
Yeah.
That sucked.
It did, didn't it?
I didn't like it. I mean, I hate to say it,
it
over there.
It was kind of funny.
It was catchy, but it was too long.
It was shitty recording, and voiceovers. Nah.
Give me a master of that,
yep,
and we'll talk. Mm-hmm. But like I'm all professional, like I'm sitting in front of my G4 Mac, acting all professional. And
yeah, like you gotta
coming up on it, Spankwagon Radio. Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, that'd be a good pickup line. So yeah, I'm a DJ on an unknown internet show.
Yeah, on an unknown internet show. Yeah, I'm popular with three people who can barely chat in my chat rooms.
Because it don't fucking work.
Hey, folks, we're going to cut up to a
we'll
break.
Be right
we'll
back.
Be back in about 5-6 minutes or so.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Drinker's a dick.
This is Homer, and you're listening to Spank.
Dude, wake up!
You there?
Say the card. The rest of the card.
Hi there. This is
no. Spankwagon.n3.net.
Spankwagon.n3.net.
Yeah. What do we do here?
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you, God.
You know, I don't feel well.
We're back. All right.
Moving into hour number two.
Hour number two. The final? Well, not the final.
Don't say final with this show. Christ, it takes me forever to get a freaking web page working.
And hey, welcome to the final show of Spank Wagon Radio.
Got listeners. Don't say that.
No. We're going to be here for a while.
Yeah, we're going to be here as long as...
it takes.
Yeah. To be funny. Because yeah. Right now we're definitely not being very funny. But that's okay. I think we're due a down day.
Yeah, it's actually it's like a It's like a fasting day right now.
It's a recovery show.
Yeah, it's the recovery show.
You know, we're here to recover from the bullshit we tried to put ourselves through last week.
My name is Claude Balls, and I tell shitty jokes.
My name's Trencher, and right now I can barely talk.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. Anywho. And I say that way too often.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
What? No, I say anywho way too often, you dipshit. My God.
Tell me dipshit.
Working class retard right there in front of me, folks. That's Claude Balls.
Where's your wife?
Oh, ow. That was funny. That was really funny.
Actually, she works with retards.
No, yeah, sometimes.
Fucking kid, El Dolfo.
El Dufo.
Is this fucking kid's name?
His kid's name. Now, we were trying to be polite. When we were trying to pronounce it the first time, we were trying to be polite. Now, you know, this kid's name was El Dufo. And I could not believe it. I'm like, El Dofo? I'm trying to make it good.
You're trying to be all political.
And the whiff is like, no, it's El Dufo. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I feel bad for the kid because your name represents you.
Yeah, that kid has.
I mean, you look at people. Miss
Cleo would predict a future, and she would see a ass load of shit kickings.
Oh, no shit. Good God, my name's El Dufo. Yeah.
Pow. He can't even speak English.
No, can't. It's sad. But you know, we talked about this last week. You know, state language is English. Here, they got to do shit like that.
Yeah, you have to, man.
You got to do shit. You got to take a stance. God damn it.
That's right. You know, you have to take a stance. You know, like, yeah, man.
Wow, you just can't pull any humor tonight. See, this is why this is a recovery show.
I'm burned out, actually.
We're burned out.
I did humor all day today, and I was like, fucking, you know.
Yeah, we're burned out because, you know, we're just kind of hair, having fun, listening to some music.
Kind of hair. Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, if you want to be here with us, well, if you live in Vegas, I guess you could stop by if I know you. If I don't know you, don't stop by.
What you need to do is you need to take
I-15. Fuck you, no. No. Let's not go. No. Yeah. Look for a DeLorean.
Yeah, but the other guy's house.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
You do radio. No,
we're
I don't.
We're here for the spank wagon.
Oh, God. Yeah, that, you know, we got to get people to do that because we got the user submission page.
Come on, go to that guy's house.
No. Spankwagon stuff. Get people to do Spankwagon shit.
Yeah, Spankwagon at n3.net. Jesus.
Yes. But if you go to our page, you know, we're actually, you know, a little bit of a, we're attention whores.
Yeah. Basically, and the thing I hate, right now, I like giving, you know, a shot to the site so I can get some traffic so you can, as I've quoted before, you fuck chunks could email me and tell me what you think.
Yeah, tell us what you think. I even made it easy for them. They don't have to even open up their email. Mm-hmm. On the webpage at the bottom, there's a little link called Submit. Mm-hmm. Submit to the Spank. Yes, it sounds kinky. It really isn't. All you do, put in your name, put in your compliments, comments, stuff you want to submit. Maybe you want to add, you know, send me some links.
Send some links.
Send us compliments, complaints. Hell, we don't care. Mm-hmm. But no one does.
That's right.
Every day I check that. Nothing. Every day, nothing.
Nothing at all.
The only excitement I get is when I get your links in the mail. Like, da-da! Yay! I've got Claude's links.
Woo-hoo. Of course, you had a little excitement a couple weeks ago, too.
Which one?
When, on our chat program, Trillion, we use in the office.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's right. And Tit thought it'd be fun because it stores a password. And I keep mine now in a password-protected folder for the program so you can't get to it.
Right.
But I store my password. So Tit thought it'd be funny and log in when he chose mine on that cloud. And I go, look, I'm you, huh? And logged off. So I got revenge.
Yeah, he had me believing.
I had his login.
Now, we're not going to go into the details of the conversation. But if anybody knows Tit, it was as if you were talking to Tit. So, yeah, definitely not very secure. Yeah,
So I pulled up a chat program and started talking with Trench here, pretended that was Tit. And he bought it. Hook, line, and sinker.
It was perfect. I mean, I didn't know what to say. I turn around to Claude here, and I'm like, weirdest thing just happened in chat.
I'm like, oh, yeah, what's that?
And I'm like, fuck it, I'll tell him, because I, you know. And so I tell him, he's like, hee, that was me. I'm like, oh, fuck you.
He's like, what do you mean it's you? Come here, look. I show him.
Yeah, shows me the window.
Yeah, it's the other side of the conversation.
It's his side of the conversation, so.
That was pretty funny.
Password protect your stuff, kids. You never know who's lurking out there.
It could be Claude Balls.
It's like those people that were trying to say that monitor resolutions and the lights blinking on a modem can be deciphered into unencrypted data. If you're sitting there staring at two blinking lights on a telephone modem or even a couple modems on a cable modem, you're doing way too much work to try to find out something.
You're out of touch with fucking life.
You know?
Reality.
They were also trying to say that You know, getting the radiation patterns off of a monitor. Because, you know, monitors do give off radiation pattern. You know, the color white is a certain pitch, the color blue is a certain pitch. That is a known thing. But that means that someone has to be receiving all of those frequencies and translating them back into a redrawn monitor. Good fucking God, that's a lot of work.
That it is.
You know, it's like people recommending me to... I'm a ham radio operator. I'm not going to say my call over the air, but I'm a ham radio operator. And I'm a ham radio. I can listen to the police bands. And I like to listen to them, too, because...
Yeah.
I swear to God, I've heard the police called on Flying J's address. But anyhow...
You really did?
I did. Honest to God. I knew the address right off the bat, because I was just there the day before, and I was like... It was a disturbance. Not just domestic. Just a disturbance. Like, loudness. Mm-hmm. They get there, they didn't find anything, so they left. No big deal.
What I thought was very funny was Flying J's new apartment.
Which one? What about it?
They got broken into.
Already?
Yeah. Or was it the old one?
The old one they got broken into.
Okay, it was right before they moved. Somebody broke into Flying J's house. They kicked the door in. His neighbors saw the guy, saw him lurking around, trying to open the door. Nobody called the cops.
That's pathetic.
This guy breaks into Flying J's house, turns over everything, okay? Makes a complete fucking mess. Flying J calls the cops. Cops come, desk, prank, whatever. They're gone. Flying J and his wife go through the house. Jewelry is there. VCR is there. TV is there. Everything is there.
Right.
Except for one thing. He stole all their toilet paper. He busted in the door, trashed an apartment, all for a 12-pack of Charmin. Flying J said he even took the roll off the spool.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that?
That's a crack addict. That's a crack addict theft right there. Only a crack addict would think of stealing toilet paper.
But broken. VCR, fuck that. Toilet paper? Woohoo.
Yeah, woo, toilet paper. Yay. Good God, that's just not right. Man, you can't move his TV. He has one of those huge-ass old projection screen TVs.
He has a TV where it just, like, you know, the case opens up and it's got three lights.
The three-light projection screen TV, right. Dude. Red, green, blue.
Blue and green.
Yep, very classic. Very old, but it's still pretty cool. A little out of tune, but it's still pretty cool.
I imagine so, yes.
Imagine playing video games on that thing, though. You're not supposed to, but he does.
Burn the CRT. Yeah. Actually, I got a new video card for my computer.
Oh?
With an S-video output.
Oh, you can hook it up to a television set.
I did.
How big?
A 36-inch monitor.
You have a 36-inch TV for
your
monitor?
I got an 800 by 600 resolution.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it works
huge.
Pretty good. Already
you need a wireless keyboard and a wireless mouse, and you're set to go.
I can do it across the room, yeah. I've already played Need for Speed 3.
Oh, that's right, because you did buy... That's bitching.
Yeah,
that's good. Video games. Well, back to the video games.
Sucks, though, because I only fucking have an analog controller.
Oh, that does suck.
Those have them digital. You go left, it's not a gentle left.
No, it's a hard left all the time.
But anyhow, yeah, that's basically what it was right there. And Tit's going to buy a new TV.
Tit is?
Yeah.
He watches it,
apparently. He's going to have an Xbox party at his house.
Oh, dear God.
So everybody's going to come over and play Xbox on his new TV.
Not me.
I'm sure it sounds cooler than it's actually going to be.
Well, I'm sure in all respect, you know. I mean, when you're a bachelor like that, you can buy all those game stuff and TVs and stuff like that. Especially when you live at home, you don't rent. But
hey, man, that's me.
You know, right now I'm sitting here going, fuck that.
That's just funny to me.
I have a Game Boy Advance. That's the only game system I have. You know, ooh, pocket power. Ooh.
Hooked you up to my TV. It was pretty cool to play, but you know what? I'm already bored.
What?
With video games.
Oh, yeah.
So I use it to surf the internet. On a 36-inch monitor.
Dude, the porn on a 36-inch screen TV.
It's like it's right there.
Yeah, but you download your favorite Bang Bus stuff, and it's just like watching a home video. Jesus God Christ, all Friday. That's hilarious.
He's got a 3D accelerator.
3D accelerator.
No.
He puts on special glasses. It's like they're really in front of me.
Make a scratch and sniff. I'll just bust open a can of Bumblebee or Chicken of the Sea.
Oh, God.
I'm going to push it. I'll push it to the edge.
That's horrible, but funny. What's that smell? No, you didn't just go there. Anywho. What else was I talking about?
You're talking about.
We lost some shit somewhere. God, we actually had a topic, goddammit.
We did, and we lost it.
Totally.
Man.
Huh. It's people submitting to the site, submitting stories, links, stuff like that. We read it, we're attention junkies. shit to do. We already talked about the do motivational cards.
Fuck, man. I mean, let's face it, we're about as lost as Anne Heche and, you know, Fresno.
Or Halle Berry behind the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Ah, boom! I tell you what. Well, let's see. We watched WrestleMania tonight. 4 hours of wrestling. I love wrestling, but 4 hours on top of my 2 hours on Saturday and 2 hours on Friday. I watch a lot of wrestling. That is too much. I'm going to just cut back to Friday.
You're sure the dudes touching each other?
No, man. You should see the chicks they bring down to the ring with them. Mm, my God.
But you're married anyway. So.
Hey, man. It's all window treatment anyway. Yeah, you just stare. You can't touch. You can't buy. You can't even demo, you know, to see if you might like it. No, it's all hands off.
I'd like to take you for a test drive.
Can I take it? Yeah.
So how's the suspension?
I notice there's a lot of cushion in the seating. Do you think I might be able to get something a little more stiffer in the suspension? And a little harder
I'm
in the cushion?
I'm looking for something that's not quite disused.
Oh!
I like the new car smell.
Ouch.
Yeah, see, you got ashes in here. Somebody's been smoking.
Oh, man.
God, I can go on. That's me.
That's so sick, but that's funny. I know you're looking for a new vehicle.
You're worn, you know. Think of the blow out a tread.
Bring it back. Yep. You got to retread the woman.
They do that in Korea.
What, retread them?
Yes.
How so?
There are surgical procedures in Korea to give a woman a hymen.
Oh, my God.
I read this in the Wall Street Journal.
The Journal.
Tit found it. Tit subscribes to the Journal. I don't know why.
He's a consumerist? I don't know.
But yeah, it's a procedure. Women in Korea, because it's become a sexually liberated country, but they want to be virgins when they marry. So they want to please them so they can go through surgical procedures.
Oh my God, that's
hymen,
like, that's
pain. So on their wedding night, they can break it.
That's insane, because you go through the pain of breaking it the first time, you go through the pain of surgery, and then you go through the pain of breaking it the second time?
Yeah.
Oh, that ain't right. That's why America's great. We're all fucking prudes and shrews. You know, that's why America's great. Because, you know, we're all stubborn and stuffy.
Why, since an America rant coming up?
No. Alright. Not tonight. I just don't feel like it. You know, I could rant, but...
Anyway. I got my rant out of the way.
I think I was making fun of Ray Rodriguez for a while there. No, I already covered that.
You covered that. Ray was
Ray was very unsuccessful with ladies. But then again...
Wait. I thought Ray already met some chick on...
Online, in person. I'll tell you what, Ray Rodriguez is, I don't know how to explain it, but...
He's either really successful with the ladies or really fucking lying.
I think he's really successful because I was watching him, because I was laughing, watching the band, listening to the music, drinking my drinks, and whoa, water. And I'm seeing him dance with probably the, oh my God, it was fucking gorgeous. It was about my height, brunette hair, big old... She.
Okay, that's it. Picking up
I was being demoralized. Yeah. You know, he was, had a beard.
Hey, what's up?
Hi there.
But no, he picks up these chicks, man. It's like, it's sick. And I'm going, man, even when I was trying, I couldn't do this shit. I had, I don't know, standard
of course, you
taste.
Didn't say the success rate was that high.
My success rate sucked. Yeah, I don't know. No, it is. I don't care. That's too much info. Good band, though. Good band. I will say that. And there was for a local casino, a lot of hottie ass.
Really, I'm surprised. With that.
A lot. No, a lot of hottie ass. So I was impressed. I was like, ooh.
Of course it is, because it's an old person's casino. They're looking for sugar daddies.
Oh, yeah. Well, that and they're all there listening to a retro, oh, this is my favorite, a retro 70s band that is sponsored by the 80s radio station.
They don't really...
No, it doesn't work
doesn't
at all.
It click 100%.
No.
You know what I mean? Let's see. Oh, we have a confirmed listener. And
we
gone.
Still do. No, she's in there. I'm not able to see her username. It's a fucked ordeal.
Yeah. Yahoo chat right now seems to not be working properly, so it's possible we do have a good number of listeners out there, but unfortunately not able to.
We'll never, ever fucking know.
That's right.
Because I know that tonight before people were leaving, you know, we're like, so what you doing tonight? Well, I'm going to listen to your show.
Yeah.
Now,
hopefully they're not
every week, I feel like I get, you know, smoke blown out of my ass.
Every Sunday night, I'm going to listen. Every Monday morning, I didn't hear it.
Yeah. Every day, you know.
Either get, yeah, my friend called up or, yeah, I was playing
video game. Yeah. Hell yeah. My fucking provider doesn't even listen to the show because He's playing at UT. But that's okay. Record this for you.
Very far.
What?
We're going to get back, you know. We're going to go very far in the future.
Oh, yeah. How so?
We're
going to plan the next show.
We were already talking about this during commercial break.
Which, of course, when we plan, something good happens. Look at bad food.
Yeah.
Well,
yum.
Not everything good happens, but it was really entertaining. Of course, if you wonder what I'm talking about, I got to give the props to the sites. You go into spankwagon.n3.net and you click on the audio link, and you'll get to a site. The page there that actually has me and Kilroy off to the left-hand column. On the top is Kilroy, on the bottom... That sounds bad. But on the bottom is me. And us, I should say. Spankwagon. So you could download us. Shut up. Don't laugh at me. You're laughing at a sick man.
That's funny as hell.
Fuck.
Oh, by the way. I'm sorry, guys.
No, go for it. I'm like...
I was actually going to say, I promised Tit a shout-out for... what he wants to do here. Kit has his eyes on becoming famous and fortunate. Kit is going to start selling Heroin Kitty t-shirts and wants everybody to buy one.
Heroin Kitty? Oh, Jesus. Hey, if it's good, I'll put it on the site. If it's good, I'll put a link on the site. But... Oh, is it pretty bad?
It says Heroin Kitty.
That's it.
And it has pictures of these cats behind it.
Oh, my God. Well, that's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny.
It's sick and twisted, but funny.
The cat, the one, his favorite one, he's going to get it.
Oh, yeah?
It's in Thailand.
Oh, Jesus.
He's going to have the cat imported and put through customs, you know, where they got to check it for rabies.
Right, right.
What the hell is the term for that? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they're going to bring the animal in and do all the vaccinations. And.
Yeah, but there's another... I forget. Like,
adopt?
He's going to adopt the thing. He's going to import it from...
Thailand.
Thailand, yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of work for a pet.
Fucking cat.
Go here. I mean...
Cats are free. You can just pick one up anywhere. As long as you get a hold of it, of course.
Yeah, and it doesn't claw the hell out of your arm. And you just got to give them a bath. Just, you know, throw them in the bowl and close the lid and stand on it so they don't claw you. Flush a couple times. He won't go down.
No, they're too big.
Yeah. If they do, well, we don't know how that could have happened.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a cat in my toilet. I don't know how I could ever...
We don't know how.
Jump out the guy.
Anyhow. But what else? I was telling you about what else he was talking about doing.
What's that?
He was telling me that I should hack into Police Band.
Yes, that we were going to get to that earlier when we were talking about.
That's where we lost track.
That's what it was. That's yes. Thank you, remembering. Yeah, Tim wants to hack the Police Band with radio.
So he could hack the Police Band with a CB or ham radio, and I'm going, what?
You're going to get caught.
You just don't do that. You're going to get caught.
Oh, no, they'll never find me.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to jam the frequency.
FCC is very efficient.
So is Ashley. How are you going to jam the frequency? I'm going to climb a big pole and put a battery pack on the top of it with a broadcaster, and I'm going to jam it. I'm like, nobody's going to notice this ganky little dude climbing a pole going, hee-hee! Just climbing up, man, like a Reese's monkey. With a goddamn...
You know, with batteries and all that shit falling out of his pocket and the little transmitter. Yeah, it's not going to happen. You can't do it. And if you did, you know, great, yay. So when they call 911 because your car got broken into or stolen, and they can't get through to the radios.
Blame Tit.
Blame Tit. So that's all we're going to say right now. I won't support that shit. That's stupid.
I'm just imagine it's 3 in the morning, man. There's some shadowy lurking
figure
climbing a pole.
Now, watch his shit. Put that fucking stuff up there. Fall off the pole. They have to radio in for help, and guess what they can't
and they
do?
They can't.
That, you know, that is irony. That will get you.
He's funny as hell. It really fucking would.
It would be great. I mean, that's just the way it should be. But, yeah, this... I don't know.
Yeah. My favorite was he wanted to get crystal AM radio. Crystal transistors and sets and shit to try to build a box, you know, that can hack into it. It's like, no, you understand something? Can't hack into it. It's not encrypted, dude. It's the fact that police scanners don't allow a broadcast outbound.
True. They don't have the chipsets in them. Mm-hmm. They don't have the chipsets. Also, and I hate saying this over the air, but there's a thing called the tone. CTSS. Control Tone Sculpt System or something like that. I can't think of it off the top of my head. I'm probably getting it all wrong. But what it does is when you key up, now you can do this on normal ham radio repeaters, but the cops have it too. When you key up your radio, you're keying up your radio to talk, but right split second before you talk, it sends out a sub, you know, audio level tone. That tone hits the repeater, turns on the repeater so you can talk into it, and then your voice comes through. So you have to have that tone, and that tone is a specific frequency.
But, you know, it's just not going to
And it's sub-audio, and it's not easily
especially
guessed.
Especially now with AM crystal radio.
The fact that cop radios are mostly FM, you know, I mean, even the trunk system, you couldn't even break into a trunk system if you want. That's where it switches from frequency to frequency from frequency all the time.
I would just laugh my ass off if he actually did that.
Well, I've had friends do stupid shit like that. My friend Nineville, he put in the front of his truck. He put it behind the grill, but he put two flashing red lights. He wired a little IC circuit so one left, right, you know, flashed. He thought he was pulling over a friend as a practical joke. Mm-hmm. Turned out it was the same car, damn near identical paint, off-duty cop. He goes, oh, shit, dude, I was only joke, blah, blah, blah. Drives away. You know, cop gets his plate.
What happened to him?
Ticket. Had to explain his way. He had to talk his way out of that one. That's serious.
Funny. So why are you impersonating a police officer?
Well, it was a joke.
Long story.
I got in trouble with him once because I used to have those speakers, like CD speakers. Not speakers, but cone speakers, you know, megaphone speakers in my car. I used to have them in the front bumper aiming down. You get great audio out. Lousy, tinny, but it was great to fuck with people. So what I decided to do, we were just blah, 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 talking as we were driving. I should have known better. I should have known better because it's actually legal. You can talk on them if your vehicle is stopped and in an off position. Ignition is off and you're not moving. But we were just fucking around. My mom, this is back when I lived with my mom. This was in the spank wagon. Mm-hmm. This was in the spank wagon. My mom gets called. She goes, Mark, you're taking the speakers out of the car today, right? I'm like, why? She's like, well, I just got a nice conversation with the Waterloo Police Department. And it appears that you were harassing people with your speakers. And I'm like, I guess I'm taking them out tonight, Mom. Smack. Thank you, 9-volt fucker. Oh, well. That's He's funny. The guy I tell you. If you guys looked at both of us together, you'd swear we were related somehow.
I'm sure.
It's pretty sad.
Isn't he the guy with the no shirt and holding the flower?
No. That's the one that looks almost identical to him. That was sad because Gilroy found that and he's like, oh my god, it's related. You know?
That's funny. So you put the PA system on your truck downstairs?
You better damn well. No, I sold both speakers.
Get some new ones, man.
Yeah, they're only $8 a piece.
Some Archers.
Yeah, no. God, big old fucking megaphone with a 20-inch diameter. Hello! Boom, boom, boom.
Do it, man.
Yeah, be like the Blues Brothers wannabes that travel around the country. No, thank you.
This should do, man.
My idea of a fun time.
You know what?
I still got to put the CB in my car, but I love. I'm a geek like that.
Yeah. I think I'm going to become an ice cream guy.
An ice cream guy?
Yeah.
Did you see my post?
No.
You should have read my post on the news on the message boards. We were talking about Airwolf was talking about killing himself or whatever that crap was.
Yeah, and I was the one. Yeah, Airwolf, if you're listening, you want to kill yourself? Go right ahead. That's cool.
Yeah. What's the
finalexit.org?
Thank you. Finalexit.org from the Linkmaster himself.
That's right. It's basically there's a term for it. It's a suicide guide.
Well,
it'll tell you how to commit it. Everything.
Here's what Kilroy wanted to do. He says, "No, I can't kill myself." Well, we kind of figured that out. He goes, "I want to make them go insane." I'm like, "Well, easy. Go get an ice cream truck, one of those ones with a big old megaphone, and just drive around their house with the music blasting. Or better yet, I've heard your voice. Just sing." You know, tell him to, totally making fun of the whole situation. And he was like, no, wait, I should sleep with someone. I should sleep with her best friend. Kilroy clicks in. He goes, no, you should sleep with her mother or her sister or something. Her best friend won't make much of a damage. Hell, sleep with her cats. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
It is Iowa. There's a lot of livestock out
hey,
there.
Hey, fuck you. Man, I never had to get desperate to go love on a sheep or a cow or a pig.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that police port was for you, right?
So what? The police. Oh, God. I got to find that now. You know that.
Yes.
I'm going to put up on Spankwagon in the gallery sometime whenever I get it working.
Yeah. The gallery is doing really well, by the way. You've got text.
Yeah, I got text and a lot of problems getting the images and all the links to work. Oh, look. It's time for a break. What luck. I think we're going to go ahead and take a break, folks. Listen to some music and one of Claude's favorite advertisements.
Not bad.
God, you're sick.
And cheap. Hey.
Spankwagon.n3.net. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Sunday nights, Claude and Trench.
That's right.
We'll be right back after the short break.
Bottles of pilon.
Bottles of what?
Johnny was the devil, and he listened to Spankwagon Radio.
Celebrity impersonator of Tit. Actually, really, but you gotta listen to Spankwagon Radio. Only at spankwagon.n3.net. Oh, never mind.
Yeah! we're back. All right.
You know what? I think I'm goofed, though. How can you have Austin Powers, tit, and then 9-inch nails? It doesn't quite work out the best.
Kind of flows, you know?
I don't know.
Mini-Me had a high-pitched voice.
Mini-Me had a great high-pitched voice. I'm going to check our audio stream real quick.
Check our audio stream.
I think I did a good job with the audio stream. You'll notice there's more music this week. It doesn't quite sound elevator-ish.
Yeah, because before it sounded like we were broadcasting in the middle of a mall.
Yeah, I mean, it was a mall broadcast type.
Speaking of the mall.
Oh, don't remind me of my good old fun webcomic. Of course, you'll notice the domain, though. It's like, if you ever get bored, you want to see what I tried for a webcomic? Themall.n3.net.
And if I get the time and find him again, I'm going to upload the Mall Ate My Balls.
Yeah, that was good stuff. Well, our only... I mean, we got... I think in the mall, we got quite a few hundred hits before we had to take it down.
Yeah.
And that was a fun little experiment. I will admit that, so... Yeah, anywho. Cool. Ranging into the last half hour of the show here, and I'm out. I'm...
Final stretch,
but I got shit to say.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what we're going to do right there. Like I say, this is the recovery show. We're just kind of winding down to rewind back up. I have a feeling next week is going to be...
Next week should be great.
Yeah, we're going to do a little planning ahead. This week...
Again.
Well, yeah.
This week we didn't plan ahead. The week before we did. See what happens?
Yeah.
It actually is good.
Yeah. I was just drained from my misadventures.
Your misadventures with the automobile and everything, and then the bad food, that killed you. I mean, that really destroyed you.
I laughed my ass off tonight.
Oh?
Because your wife was going through the cupboard, and she found the remainder of bad food.
Oh, she found the remainder of bad food.
And she's like, what's this? I'm like, try it. And you're like, no.
I knew no. She couldn't have it.
I'm like, go ahead. Salt the prunes. Yeah, yeah, you'll like it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She looks at one. The whiff goes, these are moldy.
That's not mold. That's salt.
Yeah. That was great. That was hilarious.
And your wife's a teacher, so she knows about, you know, nutrition. We had her read the nutrition labels.
We had her read the nutrition label, and she fucking had a spaz. 239% of your daily intake of salt. That's 8 pieces.
Yeah. Yum.
Yish. I mean, that you know, and then she asked, why do they make this stuff? Because
somebody wants
eats
to eat it.
And so I was talking to Ray Rodriguez, and I was telling him about bad food. Because, as you know, some of our most devoted non-listeners always tell us they're going to listen. Yeah. And they always ask us questions. So, what'd you do on the show?
Uh-huh.
And I tell them, did you listen? Well, I ask, actually.
Yeah.
He says, no. And I go, well, we ate bad food. Oh, like what? I go, oh, we took a salted and chili powder covered plum and tried to eat it.
Now, Ray Rodriguez is from the...
El Salvador.
Yes.
That's a little north than El Salvador, but...
Hey!
Yeah, thank you. But he was like,
I'm sorry, I don't have a fucking accordion, okay?
I'm glad. We're all very glad you do not have an accordion.
Taco polka. I still laugh at that phrase.
It's what it is, man. It's taco polka. You listen to that shit. Mm-hmm. No way. Anyhow, Ray, I told him what we ate. I said, oh yeah, salted plums with chili and salt or whatever.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, I love those. And he knew the name right off the top of his head. I love those. You got any left? No. The minute we bit in, spit it back out. We threw the rest in the trash, and they're long gone.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, but I love those. Those are great stuff. That's good food. I'm like, ugh.
What the fuck is wrong?
He's like, where did you find it? Dollar store. Oh, right. I mean, he was all giddy.
99 cent store.
$99.
There's a difference.
I know.
Dollar isn't always under a dollar.
I know. 99 cent store is always under a dollar.
99 cent's got better quality. That's a classy joint.
99 cent store?
Oh, yeah.
There's tons of them everywhere.
In
how
LA.
Much shit? How, here, too. How much shit can someone have to get rid of?
A lot. It's all freight damage from accidents.
Yeah, you were explaining that last week or 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
But, boy, I was just amazed when he said, oh, I love that stuff. I'm like, oh, I almost puked right there.
Yeah.
But got to thinking, of all our listeners who tell us they're going to listen or are really interested and think what we're doing is really fucking cool and never listen, that's why people like the JLD... are always held in high regard. She even asked me, she goes, how come every time you see that I'm on the air, you guys get all excited?
Because we don't know anybody. And I know my mom's on the air, so that's
yes,
cool.
Yes, your
too.
Mom's on the air, but your mom seems important. To have more problems with chat than I do.
Yeah, she can't. She could get on the Yahoo.
But, you know, the fact that we got confirmed listeners, dude, you guys rock. Thank you. Hey, two people that will confirm. I'm sure
three.
We got
three.
I'm sure we got a few shadow people.
Three?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's the recording server.
Oh, the recording server, yeah, it's confirmed. Yeah, our other computer here that just does nothing but record us doing this shit.
Yeah.
Anywho. There's that word again. I gotta train myself to quit saying anywho. It's like you and the word trust me.
Trust me is two words.
Well, the way you use it,
trust me, man.
It's a compound word. Trust me. There is no spacing. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me.
Because, man, I'm, you know,
you're what? Trustworthy.
I am.
You're like the dealership guy that walks up and calls everybody a friend. Hey, friend, you're interested in buying a car. That's when you walk away from a dealer.
If I wasn't a tech guy, I'd probably sell cars.
You think you'd be good?
I know I'd be good.
Really?
I have that much confidence in me.
Oh, that's right. I am talking to Claude the Ego Ball.
Yeah, that's right.
Dude, the id got stomped out. The super id, or the super ego got stomped out. It's pure ego.
That's right, man.
I forgot. Sometimes I don't hear the ego. And then the ego just happens to be there. It's kind of wild.
Wild, crazy stuff. Like Rich Little impersonating. I hate Rich Little.
Rich Little doing who? I was like, Rich Little impersonating someone else. What the fuck? How do you...
Let me do my impersonation of Rich Little impersonating me.
Hi!
No, not gonna work. That's really bad.
It's like those Guthrie Rinker video ads, and you know, you get the Stairmaster, Stepmaster, Gazelle Glider stuff.
Speaking of infomercials, I saw a new one today.
Which one?
How to be rich by buying and selling cars.
Oh dear God.
You know,
cars are hard to do.
They are.
Did they mention anything about dealer license?
Nope.
Figures.
And that's what you, in Nevada, you sell three or more cars. You gotta have a dealer's license.
Iowa, it's six.
But you don't get a dealer's license easy. Ooh. All these mom and pop licenses you see around town, they sub-license dealer license to operate under a major dealer's license.
Yep. See, when you...
So you see mom and pop's...
auction cars.
Yeah, Javier's Super Deals. Mm-hmm. Javier's Super Deals is usually like going by something like God or courtesy.
Yep.
They had to pay a fee to operate under their license.
Yep.
I love it, too, when you see adding paper for a car, you go down, it's like, oh, yeah, let's talk to my cousin, you know, let's go over to his place, you know, and it turns out to be a fucking dealership.
Yep.
They're not selling cars. They're not private parties.
No, they're not usually private parties. Mm. Now, I know, like, the place where I bought my Cordoba back in Iowa, though, that was a little rinky-dink. Broadway Auto. I mean, it was, rinky-dink. But it had the car I wanted. Not the car I needed. Speaking of infomercials... we had the misfortune of watching Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, God.
Every 5 seconds, you saw product placement.
The only reason I watched that movie is because I thought the chick was pretty hot.
Which one?
The redhead.
Oh, the redhead was hot.
I don't even know her name.
Do you need to?
No.
I thought so.
The other two, I was like, no. That's all I watched the movie for was her. Just to see her.
Yep.
And there was not a single ad in that movie that didn't have some sort of product placement.
No shit.
Revlon, Crest, Ford.
The McDonald's bathroom.
There's a scene where she's in the bathroom, okay? She has a shower. She has McDonald's logo not only on the glass doors, but on the tiles.
The tiles are all McDonald's logos.
That was
little Ronald McDonald
bad.
Stuffed dolls all over the place. Revlon's it's etched into the carpeting.
Yeah, that was horrible. Just, Josie and the Pussycats is a movie good one. Unless you like staring. I suggest that basically if you're gonna watch it, just do what we did and mute it.
Mute it, pure and simple.
Yeah,
it was horrible because. You couldn't, you look at it and it was just, you look, there's Starbucks here. You look, there's a big old Ford ad right there.
It was really
That movie did
bad.
Not pay for itself. That movie got paid for by advertising. No doubt.
That was better than a tax write-off.
Oh, God, they raked in money. They didn't have, that's probably why they only released it to the theaters for like 2 weeks. Give it a 2-week distribution to please the studios. Pull in whatever capita they can off that. Rake the rest in as soft money in advertisements. Mm-hmm. Pure and simple.
Then all you gotta do is just go straight to video.
Straight to video. Like a Disney sequel.
Disney is a horse.
Disney is a horse. I like the theme park, but they are horse.
Theme park's okay. It's in the older rides. The newer rides I don't dig.
Well, the newer rides are all
Splash Mountain
simulators.
Splash Mountain is a total ripoff of Logjammer.
Probably is.
Total ripoff.
Splash Mountain was closed when I went there.
Yeah. No, you went on the jungle ride, though.
Yeah, a little...
You said that was really enthusiastic, too.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, they were really happy to be there talking for 8 hours straight.
So, to the right, you'll see the hippopotamus. And boy, does he look angry.
But ours, though, she had a little fun with it. She must have been fresh with him. She was like, for every one of those animatronic animals, this animal weighs over 4,500 pounds, can leap 25 feet into the air. Deadliest known creature in the jungle. You get around to, like, the hippopotamus. This creature weighs 4,500 pounds, can leap 25 feet in the air. Dangerous known animal in the jungle. I just kept doing it for every animal. It was funny.
Goddamn.
Well, it's someone trying to make the best of their goddamn job. They are a fucking whore to the mouse.
Let me tell you something, man. I've worked shitty jobs before. I did the best I could.
Yeah.
I worked the strip and insulted people. which threw me totally off guard by tits fucking questioning. Dude, don't you... He goes, I hate dealing with Japanese people that don't know English very well. He goes, you don't know what it's like when, you know, you have to deal with a Japanese person and they don't speak English and you're trying to sell them something. Like, dumb fuck, I worked on the strip.
Yeah. But you know what? I know a lot of people who can speak plain English and I still can't get through to them.
Yeah. What?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Douchebag says what?
Huh? What's a pocket rocket?
Oh, no.
Gotta explain that shit.
Did that in the whole call center. Everybody else just fucking...
busted up laughing.
Just bend over just in fucking...
And he just had the clueless look.
And he just standing there, you know.
But we love Tit. We make fun of Tit a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, we're kind... We're really not as bad on Tit as we are as, like, people like, well, others.
Others, yeah.
If I say the name one more time, it'll just
you'll kill us.
I know.
So, yeah. And I know we got some possible listeners. I know, like, you know, we might have the graveyard guys.
True. Hopefully.
I doubt it, though.
Yeah.
We might have people that keep telling us, oh, yeah, I was going to download it. Please download it.
Bastards.
Develop some traffic. Make us aware of your presence.
Yeah. Even if you just sit there and hit reload. It's okay by me.
I don't have a counter.
No.
I trust people enough to not have a counter on my goddamn site.
Are you going to put the stupid animated GIF into the counter spinning out of control?
Hey, I got one.
Yeah, shit.
I even have one that says, counter is on strike, local counter union 412.
That's great. That's very original.
Yeah. Hey, I stole off someone else's site, damn it. Mm-hmm. Oh, do not give me that. Do not play with the Batman bandana.
Hey, what are they say?
Kid God.
We're here for the comic convention.
Cholo comic book collectors. Hey, I'll tell you what, man. There are some combo collectors that will scare you. I mean, Trekkies are bad. Comic book collectors are bad, but... You know, mix
I've
the
seen
two.
Your vault, okay?
Yeah, you've seen my vault. My vault is impressive. You have to be impressed with my vault. Wall-to-wall comic books and action figures. You know
it
you
like it.
It
just seems like a waste.
To you.
I'm not going to say anything, because, I mean, I have a garage full of busted fucking spare parts.
Yeah, busted spare parts. Now, that is a waste. Well, it's a battery, but it only has one post, and it leaked all its acid out anyway.
But we've been through a lot together.
But if I keep it, I know I can recycle the lead for the post and make a ashtray. Yeah.
I have burned out headlights in my garage.
What the fuck? Why do you keep burned out headlights in your garage?
As mementos.
Of what?
Of what I've had to replace.
Places you've seen? In the dark?
Of parts I've had to replace.
You write down a logbook. I mean, that's what I do. Write down a logbook and dump the old parts. Unless you can get good core charge.
Light bulbs?
I don't think light bulbs get a core charge. Core charge is when you actually return. It's a recycle fee, basically. They pay... they don't know.
They who?
They all... Maybe one of our listeners. Core charge is when you return like an older part to get some cash back, basically. It's a recycle. They pay you to recycle. It's kind of nice.
Like, you know, cardboard.
It makes about a $100 part cost only $60 sometimes. Yeah. And, you know, it's pretty cool. What are you doing? You're itching behind your ears and smelling your finger.
Yeah, it smells like acorns.
You got acorns. Oh. How do you even know the smell of an acorn?
Because I've seen oak trees.
You've seen oak trees, but have you been in an oak tree?
Not in, no.
Like, climbed an oak tree?
I can't climb a tree.
You can't climb a tree?
I was afraid.
Really?
I'll fall out.
Even when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Never even tried?
Yeah.
What happened?
I just go, and just slide back down. Figured, you know,
you always tried to climb but never could?
No.
Always one branch too short of success?
Well, all the trees around my house were fucking old and ancient.
Yeah, like,
so too high, I couldn't reach. I was like, yeah. Never mind.
No, I understand that. We always had like a lot of trees we'd play around in, and jungle gyms and shit like that, but...
The jungle gyms are
fun. My stepbrother's fallen out of a tree. Broke his arm almost. Yeah. He sprained an arm. How you sprain the arm?
Fell out of a tree.
Fell out of a tree.
Of course, that can't be any worse than slipping on a tile or pouring boiling fucking oil into a cold, wet fucking pan.
Yeah, but you know, for fun, we used to throw ice cubes in the fryers when I worked at fast food, just to get them the bubbly noise. Just throw the ice cube in the fryer.
That's great.
I was bored of
that. Sounds
horrible fucking fun.
Right now, but compared to this.
Compared to this, because this is our recovery show. And
okay,
we will...
next Sunday, Spank Wagons go throw ice cubes into a fat fryer. A few hours of us just chucking ice.
Next week, Spank Wagon might get interesting. We might actually prepare a little more in advance,
yeah.
But that's if you don't take all my preparation material and keep it, like you did 2 weeks ago.
Hey, man, I mean, I knew everything by heart.
I didn't. That's why I printed it out. You get so far, and then it's just like, fuck, why bother? You know, two steps forward, one step back.
You're moonwalking.
Why are you moonwalking on my mouse? You okay, folks, he's doing the little, you know, AT&T, let the fingers do the dialing thing. And then he starts moonwalking on my mouse pad. You're tired. You have to be exhausted. You're doing moonwalking on my mouse pad. I know that this means that Claude's day is almost over, folks.
Yeah, Claude's amusing himself at this point.
If we had beer cans like Guinness, he'd be stacking them.
I don't. No.
You don't stack. Lie to me again.
I didn't let me finish, okay? I'm not a liar. Okay, no, I was just going to say, no, I wouldn't do that here. Stack beer cans.
Here, true. Not on my computer desk.
Hey, exactly, see?
Yeah. It's bad enough you puke in my garbage can.
Hey, I didn't puke in the garbage can.
Well, you spit up, in the garbage can.
I puked in the downstairs bathroom.
Yeah, no shit. Well, no, plenty of shit, too, from what I've heard. And they were very thankful you left the fan on.
Hey, man. I did, and they turned it off, and that's why I stunk.
No kidding. What a great first impression. He comes out and...
I scare everybody after death. My sideburns are trim now, but they weren't before, so I was frightening looking.
Very frightening. Oh, by the way, our Australian listener, Firefly, she had to laugh because she's like, I was telling her I was working on the site and getting some links up. She goes, do you got more photos of burns? Capital, all letters, up the case.
That's funny.
Your sideburns will make you famous.
They will, man.
They will make you famous.
This is my ticket to freedom.
Alfred Hitchcock had that profile. You will have, like, the profile with these big old drawn-in sideburns.
Yeah.
Giant fucking L's on your face.
Of course, I turned them differently this time, so...
Well, you have.
I look like the fucking husband from Drowning Mona. See, look.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah,
I do.
See?
I've never seen the
film.
You
don't find me attractive no more. I do. You know, you have to see a movie just to see them.
Just to understand the sideburns and just understand that joke.
Yeah.
Watch TV, folks.
That's
after
right.
You listen to Spank Wagon Radio.
Television is very good for you. With that television, what benefits would we have today?
Well, you can learn by proxy with TV, though. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a genius because of the television. Who needs C grades in history class? Everything I need to know I learned on TV.
That's right, because apparently you're not a real big history buff.
Oh, God, no. Boy, you saw me in that. You saw me in that museum. You saw me in the Smithsonian.
I think you can
validate I am a history fucking junkie.
I just love that day that Tit challenged you on that.
Don't challenge me. I may not know the answer, but I'm not afraid to look it up. Anyhow.
Okay, just because you didn't even get C's in history.
God, fuck that. That still pisses me off. Because you saw my face. My blood pressure, which the wife insists I have really high blood pressure, but...
Yeah.
Who knows?
You're eating salted prunes, aren't you?
No, I'm not touching those. I bit down, and that thing was rock goddamn hard.
There was a center to it. I don't understand why.
There shouldn't have been. It should have been pitted. Anywho. It's probably what they dried up it on, you know. Making me sick just thinking about it. I'm getting that willy feeling.
You're feeling willies?
Well. You know, I got to do something to make the show entertaining. And speaking of entertaining shows and entertaining ourselves, I think we're about ready to cut it out here, folks.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up tonight, and this is probably where we're going to get ready to, you know, give thanks, you know, to everybody for giving us free bandwidth and listening in. And then probably I'll say something funny.
You usually do. You usually say something slightly funny. Not always, though. Anyhow, you are listening to...
At the end, that is it.
Spank Wagon Radio.
It's only available at spankwagon@n3.net.
Which is only available at vftp.net.
That's right. I'm Claude Balls. You can contact me at claudeballs@hotmail.com. That's Claude, BALLSE, @hotmail.com.
It's on the site, folks.
Yeah.
Don't even need to worry about this. Writing it down. It's on the links page.
That's right.
You can always contact me, though. I'm trencher@mac.com.
That's right.
And you can find that on top of Blender for Brains, or if you hit the general email link at the bottom of every page, since it's my job to basically update the site, I'm the webmaster, too.
That's right.
So listen to us. Don't forget to download some old shows if you really want to get an idea what the hell we're talking about or
what we're going to do in the future.
If you want proof that we say the same jokes week after week.
That's not true, man. I have fresh new material all the time, man.
You have prunes covered in salt. Nothing fresh about that. And, of course, if you also want to download Kilroy, listen to him talk to lesbians, Renfest people, him belt out his heart at Bad Love Songs. God, who knows what else he can do with that. But Kilroy, What I Wish I Didn't Know show, also in the audio. You can download it. We have our message boards. We have our submission page.
That's right. We have a guest book.
No, we don't. I killed it.
The guest book is gone.
Fuck the guest book. It was gone. Tumbleweeds in the wind. Anywho.
Rolling along, singing a song.
Oh, no.
Rolling with a tumbling tumbleweed.
Oh, that's just not
That's right. All right. Have a good night. We'll be back, and we'll probably do a karaoke show. I'd like to do that.
You want to do it? Well, we'll work on material, folks. And trust me, next week, I guarantee... No, I better not guarantee because I'm making an ass of myself, but...
Next week, we're going to have a better show.
We might have a better show.
Yeah, we will.
Tune in and find out.
Trust me.
Oh, God, there's that word. It's a compound word, way you use it. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Spank Wagon Radio. Claude loves sheep.
Fuck you.
shows up again.
We have failed to uphold Brannigan's law. However, I did make it with a hot alien bee. And in the end, is that not what man has dreamt of since first he looked up at the stars?